Ma'idkaten Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ma'idkaten Bavli, Daf Yodalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yod and Madalet at the beginning of the new Perek, Ve'elu Megalchim. Ve'elu Megalchim Ma'id, Habom Mendes Ayam, Mbeth Ashavim, Vayez Mbeth Asurim, Vemunuda, Sheitiu Lechachomim, Lechain Misha Nishal, Lechachom, Vehuta, Vanozim Mersayu, Mutumasa Tarase. The following people may take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, since they couldn't do so beforehand: one who returned from overseas, a captive or prisoner who was freed during the festival, a person who was a chacham released from excommunication, the person who had vowed against taking a haircut but whose vow was permitted by a chacham on the festival, a nazir who completed his days of nazirus during the festival, and a metzoyu, a leper, whose seventh day occurred during the festival upon which he must shave off all of his hair. The Gemara says, Ha'ashakob ne'adam esurim. The Gemara says that the Mishnah shows that it's forbidden for anyone else to take a haircut. Rabbi Simon gozu aleihem shli kanzu leregel menuvalim. Rabbi Simon explained that the sages made this decree so that people would not enter the festival unkempt, planning to take a haircut on the Chol HaMoed when they have more time. Taman tanin and anchei mishma v'anchei ma'amad asurim l'saper l'mechabes v'chamishi mutom v'nei kod ha'shabas ha'ashor kal ha'yomim asurim. The Mishnah Maseches Tainus teaches the men of the Mishma, which is the group of Kahanim serving that week in the temple, and men of the Ma'amud, which is a group of representatives of the people corresponding to the Mishma of that week, are forbidden to take a haircut and launder their clothes during that week. On Thursday of that week, however, they are permitted in honor of Shabbos. Rav Yosef, Rav Yabor, b'shem Rav Yochanan, Rav Abun, b'shem Chizkiya, gozu aleihem shlo yikanesu leShabboson menuvalim. The Gemara asks, why were they forbidden on the other days of the week? Rav Yosef, Rav Yabor, quoting Rav Abun, quoting Chizkiya, explained that the sages decreed so that the people would not enter their week of service unkempt. Tani b'shem Rav Yehuda, habom midas hayam, asur v'legaleich. The Baisa quoting from Rav Yehuda said that one who comes from overseas is prohibited to take a haircut. Rav Yehuda, k'dahatei, Rav Yehuda, omar, asur l'fosh l'yama gadol. Rav Yehuda follows his reasoning that it is forbidden for a person to leave the land of Eretz Yisrael, meaning to travel merely to increase his will. Me'ata, according to Yatsa l'chutz la'aretz, and if so, if a kohen travelled out of Eretz Yisrael, since he left against the will of the chachamim, if he returns from Chol HaMoed, he may not take a haircut. Chad kohen asa lekabi b'chanina, amalei ma'u l'tseis l'tzor, l'asus d'var mitzvah l'chleis l'yabem. A kohen once came to b'chanina and asked, may I go to Tzor, which is outside Eretz Yisrael, in order to form yibim or chalitza? Amalei, replied, your brother left and blessed the Hashem who killed him, and you wish to do the same? Some say Rechanina responded, your brother left the bosom of his mother and for the bosom of a strange woman, and blessed the Hashem for killing him, and you wish to do the same? Shimon Barba, Asa Legabe Rabbi Chanina, Amalek, Soivli, Chada Igra, De Ika, Nefug, Lepanasosi, La'awa Baisa. Shimon Barba came to before Rabbi Chanina and said to him, write for me a letter of honor that I can travel out of Eretz Yisrael to support myself. Amalai, Lamach, Ani Hoylech, Etzar Abisecha, Yu Oimim Li, Netia Achas, Shal Chemda, Shahaisalanu Be'eretz Yisrael, Etaltala, Lafes, Nechol Zoretz. Rabbi Chanina replied, tomorrow I'm going to join your forefathers and they're going to say to me, we had one deer sapling in the land of Israel, and you permitted him to leave. The Mishnah taught that a prisoner who was freed had been sovereign meima kushayachovash etzla akum. But if hayachovash etzla yisrael loy, it was suggested that this only applies to someone imprisoned by Gentiles. If one was imprisoned by Jews, then he may not take a haircut. Asa meimalach vafilu chovash etzla yisrael eino arev laadam legalech mebeis asurim. However, this law applies even to a person imprisoned by Jews. A person does not feel content taking a haircut in prison.